Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Enough is enough. This is not a road that we want to go down.
Congressman Kiley called California Governor Gavin Newsom's retaliatory redistricting threat a violation of the state's constitution. Congressional lines across the country are usually redrawn following the census, which is every 10 years, to reflect population changes. The federal judge who oversaw Jeffrey Epstein's prosecution in New York posted anonymous letters to the docket from purported victims Monday, saying the Trump administration's push to publicize grand jury material would re-victimize them. This is ABC News. More than a dozen people had to be treated for smoke inhalation after a commuter train outside New York City caught fire Monday. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
Fire on board, sending flames shooting out from under the train as commuters inside begged the conductor to open the door so they could escape. First responders swarming the station in Jersey City, New Jersey, where they treated 13 people for smoke inhalation, 9 of them taken to the hospital. The fire stranding commuters. Service suspended for nearly 5 hours on PATH trains, which run nearly 200,000 trips in and out of New York City every day.
I can't believe I have to know you forever!
The Department of Agriculture using a fight scene from the movie Marriage Story to scare wolves away from cattle. The Wall Street Journal reports drones with thermal cameras detect the wolves and play the sound of Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver screaming as a harmless way to keep endangered gray wolves at bay. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for partly sunny conditions and a high of 84. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 59. Tomorrow, more clouds and more humid. A chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms later and a high of 84. Thursday, 86. Showers and thunderstorms possible early. Then some sun. Friday, bluer skies, hot and humid with isolated thunderstorms possible and a high near 90. Right now, WRCO, the air is calm after a midnight reading of 62. We're at 56 degrees, again dealing with some fog this morning. There also is an air quality alert in effect today until noon for smoke particles in the air. Welcome to Tuesday, August 5th. It's time for WRCO to officially begin its broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red flag, the bombers' ringing air, gave
this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
Turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Thank you very much for joining us today. We began the day starting it with the Sailor Brothers and our national anthem rendition for today, and then followed by I'll Fly Away from the Gatlin Brothers here on WRCO. Welcome to the Light in the Milk House show. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. It was a pretty nice day yesterday. Did get a little bit warm, a little bit muggy later in the day, but it is summertime, right? And it's going to get a little bit warmer, a little bit stickier and closer in the coming days and toward the weekend as well. We're starting out today at 56 degrees. And in about 10 minutes, we'll check sports. The Brewers with another win. Best record in baseball. It's amazing. They keep doing it in different ways. We'll have details in a few. Right now, time to move on and get to your destination. This is Hank Snow on the Milk Cow Show.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free and I'm moving on. Final, won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattler roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattler's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind and put me there on time and keep rolling on. no payment, no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line. Cause I'm moving on, you done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on, you stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Ronnie McDowell on the Milk Cow Show. We're at 56 degrees. A reminder today, the Richland County Highway Department will be blacktopping in Allison Park on State Highway 80. The Highway Department will be closing the intersection of State Highway 80 and Sunset Lane from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If possible, please avoid that intersection. Forget Me Not, an ADRC support group, meets the first Tuesday of each month from 10:30 until noon at the Richland Center Community Center. Forget Me Not is a supportive group of people curious about how to handle their memory issues while having a medical diagnosis with any form of early mild cognitive impairment. To register or for more information, call Pam Kohlberg at 608-548-3954. And that reminder from today's WRCO community calendar. We're also going to be on hand tonight at National Night Out. You can celebrate here in Richland County at the Richland County Fairgrounds from 5 until 8. The event is designed to bring families, neighbors, and first responders together for community fun and safety. A free event featuring music, food vendors, first responder vehicles, local organization displays, bouncy houses, and the K9 5K walk run. Pre-registration for the 5K can be done online. Otherwise, you can do so the day of the event, getting underway at 4:30 with registration today at the fairgrounds. Those reminders from our community calendar.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, we saw the Holstein bull calves sell from $7.50 to $9.30, beef crossbred calves $12.30 to $13.70, and little Jersey calves $1.50 to $4.70. The better quality and conditioned cows range from $1.09 to $1.24, with a thin, lightweight Jersey cow selling from $60 to $1.11. Holstein feeder heifers weighing from 300 to 1,000 pounds sold from $1.85 to $2.80. Our next feeder sale will be on August 15th, and we're receiving several larger consignments of cattle for that sale. Last year was dry and the grass was short, just the opposite this year with an abundance of pasture. This is allowing farmers to hold their pasture cattle until later in the fall, and they'll also have heavier marketing weights. Contact Darren Cole or Jim at 608-627-1401 if you have livestock you are planning to sell in the fall. We'll come out to your farm to advise you as to what vaccinations you might give your cattle to enhance the sales price, as well as what you might expect to receive for your cattle. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area since 1963.
Hey folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. LED lighting provides important social benefits such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Isaac Collins hit a three-run home run in the fourth inning. Quinn Priester allowed just one more hit over seven innings after surrendering a first-pitch homer, and the Brewers beat the Atlanta Braves 3-1 last night. Priester, now 11-2, struck out four and walked two while throwing 90 pitches as the Brewers improved to a Major League best 68-44. Jurickson Profar hit Priester's first pitch of the game over the right field wall to put the Braves ahead. Collins, the National League Rookie of the Month, made it 3-1 in the fourth with his drive to right field. All-star Trevor Miguel picked up his 25th save of the season for the Brewers in a perfect ninth inning. The Brewers will send Freddy Peralta to the mound tonight in Atlanta against Joey Wentz. Elsewhere was Pittsburgh 5-4 over San Francisco. Cincinnati beat the Cubs 3-2. Arizona 6-2 over San Diego, and St. Louis a winner against the Dodgers 3-2. In the American League, Detroit 6, Minnesota 3, Boston 8-5 over Kansas City, Texas 8, the Yankees 5, Angels 5-1 over Tampa Bay. Interleague play, Houston 8, Miami 2, Philadelphia 13-3 over Baltimore, Cleveland 7, the Mets 6, Toronto 15, and Colorado 1. Among the scores yesterday in baseball, the NCAA has decided not to expand the men's and women's basketball tournaments beyond 68 teams in 2026. Discussions about possibly expanding to 72 or 76 teams for the 27 tournaments remain ongoing. That's an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Today's forecast calls for patchy fog, early hazy sunshine, and mild conditions. Again today, a high of 81. A few clouds tonight and patchy fog and low of 59. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm, a high of 84. An air quality alert in effect until noon today. It's 56 degrees, the overnight low. The Aerobic Polka is powered and fueled by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venamore.
Hello, good morning, friends. Are you ready? Ouch. Okay, here we go. One and a two and a...
What do you say? It's another day. To the fields I will go. It might rain, I don't know. What do you say? It's another day. To the fields I will go. It might rain, I don't know. What do you say?
There you go, the Polka Joy Orchestra with the Down the Farm Road Polka. Here we go, into another day in southwest Wisconsin. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Here are the Wilburn Brothers.
Oh, she burned the little roadside tavern down. The only one for miles and miles around. I saw many hours of pleasure tumble down when she burned the little roadside tavern down. That tavern was my home away from home. Those many nights of getting stoned are gone. This is what she had to say, and you'd better stay away, or I'll burn that little tavern down someday. So she burned the little roadside tavern down, the only one for miles and miles around. I saw many hours of pleasure tumble down when she burned the little roadside tavern down.
Myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. Come true, my life I'd give for you, my heart a wedding ring, my all, my everything, my heart I can't control, you rule my very soul, my only prayer will be, someday you'll care for me, but it's only make-believe. That someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, and my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only make-believe.
Conway Twitty on WRCL, and it's only make-believe. It's right now 56 degrees in Richland Center. That is so far the overnight low on a Tuesday, the 5th of August. The time now is 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
With two great events, where would you like to go today? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. For profit potential and pest protection, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn packs a punch. Plant PowerCore Enlist Corn and have your best year with Pioneer. Wisconsin's Farm Technology Days begins today, giving farmers a chance to see equipment and practices that might help their operations. Janet Keller is the new general manager for Farm Technology Days.
We'll have a lot of the tried and true things that people would expect when they come to the premier outside trade show in Wisconsin, but we're trying to incorporate as much new innovation and new technologies and education, techniques that farmers might want to adopt back home.
This year's show is at Clinton Farms in northeastern Waupaca County, where the family is hosting their third Farm Technology Days event after some recent dairy parlor upgrades.
800 cow rotary parlor, so that's a new technology for some to watch the cows go around on the merry-go-round and step on and step off, very comfortable while they're being milked, riding around. And then they also have, in addition, some new heifer sheds and some other great facilities to care for their 2,300 head of heifers.
Keller says the show is all about helping farmers network with other farmers, equipment providers, and educators to show them tools and techniques they can take back to the home farm. Farm Technology Days runs from 9 to 4 every day through Thursday. We have the address online at Brownfield Ag News. Many show animals are found at the Wisconsin State Fair during its 11-day run, and the team works to keep every show flowing smoothly. Erica Bierstrom is co-superintendent of the livestock shows at the Coliseum. She tells Brownfield there are many experienced people that help keep the cattle, horses, pigs, and other animals moving in and out of the barns and show rings.
State Fair has an amazing crew. The people that work full-time for State Fair, there are people in the agriculture office who know every detail to what's going, which way, and when, and they're incredible, and I don't think much of this could happen without them.
Bierstrom says exhibitors began bringing animals to the fair a week ago, and for dairy cattle, the added precautions for testing milk cows has shifted the livestock numbers a little.
It definitely brought the cow numbers down over the last couple of years, but it has not hindered the heifer numbers by any means. There are still plenty of animals here and a lot of really good representation from all the different breeds.
During the opening day of the Wisconsin State Fair, the Dairy Showmanship event was held and more than 430 youth from around the state participated. There are not a lot of changes to USDA's national crop condition ratings for the past week. 73% of the corn is good to excellent around the country. 69% of soybeans good to excellent. In Wisconsin, 78% of Wisconsin's corn has finished silking, 19% of the corn in the dough stage now. 83% of soybeans are blooming with 55% setting pods, and 11% of Wisconsin's potatoes are harvested. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
A slow day for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed, higher in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado, but somewhat lower in Texas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. With current supplies, it continues to be a seller's market. Significant trade volume isn't expected until the latter half of the week. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were uneven and mostly steady. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds were $3 lower. Feeder heifers were steady to $3 lower. Steer and heifer calves were lightly tested, and a few sales were steady to $5 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good and quality was average. Medium and large one feeder steer, 656 to 689 pounds, brought $357.50 to $390.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 605 to 647 pounds, brought $342 to $369. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.10 at $364.32. Select was $1.09 higher at $341.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 101,000 head, down 7,000 on the week, and down nearly 16,000 on the year. Cash hog prices at the major direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. There was a very light negotiated run. Processors were not very aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. The market is largely focused on demand, but there are ongoing concerns about its long-term strength. Global demand has been solid despite a lack of consistent purchases from one of the largest buyers of U.S. pork, that's China, and the industry continues to watch the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct have a five-day rolling average of $112.61. Pork values close higher Monday, up 85 cents at $117.79. Hams were sharply higher. Picnics, bellies, and ribs were also higher. Butts and loins were lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 425,000 head, down 17,000 on the week and up nearly 16,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of the week's direct business, and lean hog futures were up, supported by the recent strength in wholesale pork values. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Butcher hogs were $4 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits. Themex Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on an oversold bounce. The September 5 3/4 higher at 975 1/4. November up 5 1/4 at 994 1/2. Corn was down in the favorable near-term crop weather. September was down 2 1/2 at 387. December was 3 3/4 lower at 407. Live and feeder cattle were up, waiting for direct business to get better defined. October live was 42 higher at 224.10. December was up 57 at 225. September feeders were 52 higher at 334.45. And hogs were supported by the recent trend in pork, up again at midday on Monday. October was 85 higher at 90.90, and December lean was up $1.10 at 83.45. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Suggestions for building a resilient rural America, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Xochitl Torres-Small has the cred to speak about how rural America can be more resilient. She's a former member of Congress and also served as Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
It takes knowledge on the ground. We have to listen to farmers and community. We have to invest in research that will make sense for farmers to apply in the future. We have to recognize innovations and ideas, and we have to support as farmers look to plan and diversify so that they can take a risk that will turn into opportunities for themselves, for rural people, and for places across our country.
Torres Small was among panelists in a recent Farm Foundation webinar on reviving rural America, and says agriculture has been responsive to the challenges it faces.
I feel inspired by the continuing work that's happening in rural places and hopeful that there can be support for that through real intentionality in that diversification of production and the recognition that different types of operations will help build that resilience.
Torres Small called for continued support from the public for rural Americans.
When we invest in rural people, when we invest in their solutions, there's no better source of hope.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tuesday morning at Bloomington Livestock, the sale starts at 8:30 sharp. The pens are filled with fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls and baby calves, all ready for today's market. Cattle were brought in yesterday, and now the work begins. Trust and tradition in every sale. For consignments or questions, call 608-994-2020. At Bloomington Livestock, Tuesday is sale day every week.
Dairy farmers continue filling the feed bunks. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Northeast Iowa farmer says timely rains have improved alfalfa conditions this year. Matt Hafe tells Brownfield his second cutting was slightly behind schedule.
So that got a little bit farther along, got into full bloom. But it's still for us, for the feedlot, for grinding, it's still good for us. So we're happy with what we've gotten so far, tonnage-wise and quality.
He says he's expecting one more cutting yet this year. However, Haft says that frequent moisture has made the window for baling very tight. While many dairy farmers are working on third crop alfalfa, Brody Staple and his family in southeastern Wisconsin don't grow alfalfa for their 260 dairy cows and instead grow Yield Max, a mixture of grasses and legumes.
We've been feeding that for a couple of years. We really like how it feeds out. We really like the fiber. And, you know, we're still learning every year on how to grow it a little bit better. But there, too, it's the weather. But the heat has pushed it along, so our second crop's looking really nice.
Staple says his crop rotation is different than many dairy farms for a couple of reasons.
With our focus on the soil health and rotation, we really want to be able to not tie up the ground with corn on corn for 4 years while the rest of our ground is alfalfa. So for us, we're able to rotate corn and Yield Max every year.
Staple says they're working on wheat and straw now, and they expect to go after a second crop of the Yield Max mixture in a couple of weeks. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 55 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks up 7.5 cents at 178. Barrels went up 4 cents to 175. Butter prices up 1 3/4 at 246 and a quarter. Non-fat dry milk down 0.25 cents to 128 and a half. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the AgriAmerica podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are invited to join the fun at Johnson Tractor's Richland Center Open House, Friday, August 8th from 10 to 2. They'll be firing up the grill, rolling out the equipment, and celebrating with the local community. Guests can enjoy a free lunch, check out the latest in equipment and technology, and connect with the team that keeps area farmers moving forward. It's all happening at Johnson Tractor in Richland Center. Don't miss it.
Today's forecast calls for daytime highs to be around 81 degrees. East to southeast winds will be between 3 and 8 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight and a low of 59. Right now the air is calm. We're at 56 degrees, which is up 1 from the overnight low. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today. It's a nice, comfortable morning to get up and around with. Hopefully you're feeling all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today.
We met downtown in a barroom, both of us needing a friend. And you brought me home to your doorstep. It was there you invited me in. We spent the wee hours dancing to your favorite home stereo sounds. We talked about what we'd been needing, discussing our ups and our downs. And I've had a beautiful time heart next to mine. I poured out my feelings while you poured wine, and I've had a beautiful time. If I seem a wee bit uneasy, and you really size me up right, there's somebody home still up waiting. She's probably been waiting up all night. And I can't say I found any answers, but you listen while I rattle on. And you been a beautiful lady, and you kept me from being alone. And I've had a beautiful time holding your body next to mine. You poured out the feelings and I poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time. I've had a beautiful time holding your heart next to mine. We poured out our feelings and then we poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time. You poured out your feelings while we poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time. Harbor, don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress. So of a heartbreak,
sea of heartbreak, heartbreak.
How did I lose you?
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, where did I fail?
Boom, 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 boom.
Why did you leave me?
Boom, boom, boom.
Always to sail this sea of a heartbreak. Have a heartbreak.
See
yeah.
sea of a heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine, how I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak.
Gibson on WRCO, Light in the Milk House show today at 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. The expert on the weather, Mr. Weatherby, he was the principal at Riverdale Schools, right? In the Archie comics, I think, Mr. Weatherby. But anyway, that's our nickname for Tony Schumacher today. He'll check in just a little bit. This is Aaron Tippin.
Burns too hot, place too rough. She's got a dress full of dangerous stuff. The way she looks tears me apart, but the way she loves me nearly stops my heart. If her loving don't kill me, don't put me 6 feet down. I'll be the last man standing on the top of the hill. If her loving don't kill me, then nothing will. Told me I look kind of ragged. He said, what happened, boy? Did you fall off the wagon? I said, it ain't my drinking or my smoking, doc. It's my drop dead darling rocking me around the clock. And if her loving don't kill me, don't put me 6 feet down. I'll be the last man standing on the top of the hill. If her loving don't kill me, then nothing will.
It's early, it's local, it's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait. Try something different, a perfect blend of country and community.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's another tranquil morning here across the upper Midwest with mainly dry conditions, just some haze lingering and some pockets of fog. That'll be the case throughout the morning, and so just kind of a quiet day with seasonal temperatures shaping up. High pressure parked east of us still in control. Now, we are watching a weather system in the northern plains that will gradually inch closer to our area. Could impact us late Wednesday night into Thursday with our next chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, you can look forward to temperatures slowly inching upward here heading toward the late part of the week. It's going to get more humid as well, so feeling quite steamy by the time we hit Friday and Saturday. Looks like another front could move through the area late Saturday night into Sunday and bring us a good chance of some off and on showers and thunderstorms. A few of those could be on the heavier side, so it certainly bears watching. That forecast for today includes an air quality alert up through noon today. Patchy fog lifting, otherwise hazy sunshine, high near 81 degrees. East-southeast wind close to 5. A couple of clouds tonight, patchy fog, low at 59. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with a high near 84, southeast wind up to 10. Wednesday night, the clouds increase with a chance of scattered showers late, low in the mid-60s. Thursday, variably cloudy and muggy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperature about 84 degrees. On Friday, partly cloudy, hot and sticky. Low 68 with a high of 90. Thunderstorms likely late Saturday night as temperatures fall back to the upper 60s. Sunday should bring muggy conditions with some off and on showers and thunderstorms. High 84. And Monday, mostly cloudy, still a chance of a couple of showers, high near 82. You have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
55 degrees with fog lifting a little bit this morning. Yesterday's high was 82. The record high, 99, set in 1947, and the record low, 44, established in 1994. Last year's high was 79 and the low, 74. Sunset will occur at 8:19 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:57 tomorrow morning, as that time gets closer to 6 o'clock all the time. The air is calm, barometer at 30.12. No precipitation today, and again with some light fog, we're back down to our overnight low. It is 55.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, where a news update is next, sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Round them up and arrest them. That's a directive from the Texas House Republicans who have voted to authorize the House Sergeant-at-Arms to civilly arrest Democrats who left the state rather than vote on a redistricting plan put in place to appease President Trump and hand as many as 5 new congressional seats to the Republicans in the midterms. The Office of Special Counsel opening an investigation into former Special Counsel Jack Smith.
This is something that was actually a referral from Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican senator from Arkansas, that was sent earlier this week, and the Office of Special Counsel acted remarkably quickly to announce that it was going to carry out this investigation into whether former Special Counsel Jack Smith unlawfully